a meal can be quite an intimate moment. I'm sure we have all shared some very special meals with others, and we link meals with special occasions, birthdays, weddings, and many of the other great celebrations in life. Even the sad ones, the wake after a funeral, the sharing of food, it does something to reunite the bonds that exist between us. It's hard to be angry with somebody when you share bread with them. And of course, we know that Jesus and his disciples gathered at this a very special meal, the Passover of their people, remembering stories from long ago, stories of deliverance, stories of hope and of salvation, an echo of what was about to come. But in this story, there is this great moment of betrayal. Jesus, at the instigation of another disciple, dips bread in the cup and passes it to one of the others. That in itself is an intimate moment, to take the bread from the host and to share that actual piece of bread with a guest was a sign of favour. And it's with a sign of favour, a sign of love, that Jesus' betrayal is sealed. There are, of course, contradictions in this story. It's an awkward way of getting to an ending that needs to be reached. We're told that none of the disciples knew why Judas left, and yet, if we take the first part of the story seriously, at least two of them knew precisely why he left. Maybe Judas didn't even know truly why he left at that time. Maybe he just needed to get out of there. Such was the conflict inside of him. I truly believe that Judas loved Jesus, and yet we all know how love can be distorted, perverted, and broken. It can lead us to do things that are foolish, reckless, even harmful to the one we love. Did Judas betray Jesus as a means of provoking him to declare his true kingship, his real divine authority? Did he betray Jesus because he felt he had waited so long and not seen the true Messiah, only tantalizing glimpses that always, always stopped short? Did he find Jesus' attitude of forgiveness too much? Did he find Jesus' bias towards the poor unacceptable to his religious sensibilities? After all, back then, wealth was seen as a sign of God's blessing and poverty as a sign of God's absence. It was not always dissimilar in our world today. But Judas left, and the remaining events that would unfold that Easter were set in train. And maybe, just maybe, one person at the table was truly aware of what it meant. Jesus himself. And yet he had been the one to set those train of events in motion, and he'd done it with an act of love. Easter is a complicated time, a time of difficult and sometimes mixed messages, just as human life is, particularly at the moment with all the changes and the challenges of COVID, the damage that's been done to our economy. The situation in our world. It can be very difficult to make sense of the times in which we live. But maybe, like Jesus, all we can do is ensure that our acts within that are mediated by love. For an act of love is never a wrong act, even if it is a small thing in itself. Amen. Thank you.